Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We haven't mentioned that Secretary of State Blinken met in person with President Xi of China overnight. I am far enough into the David Sanger book about our relationship with China to think, why do we even try? I mean, unless you're going to level some sort of concrete threat, any nudging or any is useless, and anything he says to you is a lie.
Right, unless it's a concrete, you give us this and we'll give you that. I mean, that sort of thing is worthwhile. But I read a long account of the various topics they went into and how Blinken urged this
and
demanded that. And it's like, what?
Well, right. And having, you know, reading that book now after a series of secretaries of state and presidents have asked for this or warned about that, they're going to do exactly what they want. And until there's, you know, pushback, until you, probe and reach bone or steel or whatever that metaphor is. And so far, China has not. They get to do whatever they want. I don't know. I don't know what the point of that is. We still think people, everybody in the world really cares what we think, I guess.
Yeah, I wonder if part of it is just the way journalists describe this stuff and Blinken reads it and thinks, this, I didn't urge them to be better on human rights. I told them if they don't do this, we'll do that. It's just, it's all transactional.
I just went through that part of the book yesterday. So that was back when China was really starting their One Belt, One Road initiative at various places in these little African countries and everything like that. And we talked about this at the time. But so we were in these countries funding a variety of things or offering to fund a variety of things. And then China came in and they chose China. Why did they choose China? Because we were putting all these strings attached to the aid we were giving. You have to do this and this on human rights. You have to, you know, you have to zero emissions. That has to be your goal and all these different things and gay rights.
These
and
democratic reforms.
Right. Yeah. If you want our aid, we'll give you, you know, however many billion dollars here in some godforsaken African country. But you need to human rights, climate change. China come and say, do whatever the hell you want. We don't care about climate change or human rights.
What do you want us to make out the check to?
We'll give you this money if you let us be in control of your port and your cell phone towers and a variety of other things. And of course we lost. I forgot to mention it yesterday. Our second African country that we've pulled our troops out of in the last couple of weeks, they now are going to rely on China for their added security in those countries.
Mm.
For probably these same reasons I just mentioned. There are no strings attached. Well, there are strings attached with China, but not the ridiculous climate change human rights stuff that we push. And yeah, it's and not nothing ridiculous, ridiculous stuff. Well, we just don't have any leverage on it.
Right, exactly. And since most of these countries are run by warlords anyway, I mean, they don't even make a gesture toward real representative governance. We go in and we say, you've got to enact these reforms, all of which weaken the warlord's hold on power. Just because, again, they're nothing like a representative democracy and don't even want to pretend. And China comes in and says, not only do we not give a damn that you're a warlord, we'll make sure you stay in power. We'll give you security guarantees.
When we were the only game in town, we could go around saying, we'll give you aid if you act this way. But that's over.
With very, very few exceptions of ideology and history, like the U.S., our relationship with Britain and France and a couple other countries, there's only two ways to have friends in international relations, either bribe them or threaten them. That's it. And a lot of people think foreign aid is like generosity. It's not. It's bribery. It's pure bribery, some of which accomplishes some really cool stuff, saves babies, cures diseases, the rest of it. But I think a lot of people's objection to a lot of foreign aid is they don't recognize what it is and why it happens. Some of it's humanitarian. I don't mean 100% of it, but it's mostly just bribery. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about this hour. One more hour of the week. It's going to be frantic. Oh, my gosh, action-packed and infotaining. But first, let's take a fond look back at the week that was. It's Cow Clips of the Week.
Are you ready?
This case is an abomination.
Could I buy, like, 15 pounds of meth?
This is Cow Clips of the Week.
It is especially important that we remember the power of young people shaping this country.
Is there something that NYU is doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU is doing?
About what?
I wish I was more educated.
We are Hamas!
You are Hamas, wow.
Be glad, be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists.
They have screamed at those who bear the Star of David. Enjoy your free speech.
If you disagreed with Hamas, they take you to the top of the building and push you off, or just put a bullet in the back of your head.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
Pause. Four more years.
Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
F*** you.
Folks in Ukraine are breathing a huge sigh of relief.
This is a historical moment.
I want to thank you for such significant support.
If Putin triumphs in Ukraine, the next move of Russian forces could very well be a direct attack on a NATO ally.
A huge day with high stakes, not just for Donald Trump, but any future president.
Non-disclosure agreements are not illegal, and neither is trying to influence an election. Blanche called that, quote, democracy.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
Trump may be playing Russian roulette, but continuation of the Biden administration is national suicide.
Get the hell out of here, all of you. You too, Slumpo.
Slumpo. I don't like the sound of that squish.
Shining show, Armstrong and Getty, they all do know. Michelangelo.
There's a lot to take in there. That cow was thick. It was well marbled.
So you got these college protesters all across the country. Hadn't occurred to me until yesterday. Heard somebody point this out. One of the things that's changed protesting over the year is tent technology. A couple generations ago when I was a kid, canvas tents with big stakes you had to drive into the ground. You couldn't set up a tent in less than many, many hours, and you couldn't drive it into the turf. Now, I don't know if you've bought a tent recently, but this tiny little tent, you basically just take them out of the bag and they spring to life. And now you got a tent, and you're safe from the rain, and there you go.
It's a great time to be alive, a great time to protest in favor of terrorists.
Right.
Oh, that's right. I meant to plug this. If you did not listen to hour two of the show, go to armstrongandgetty.com. One of the first things you'll see is an Armstrong and Getty select cut in which we talk about at length how and why these lunatics are like a trans, it's cross-dressing, what do they call it, drag queen story hour, had little kids chant Free Palestine. Wait a minute, drag queen, Free Palestine, what? And how somebody says the climate change is not just about energy, it's about colonialism and racism and structural patriarchy, and we need to tear it all down. And the idea that it's everything it wants ism, it's all one thingism, is what this one writer called it. And they are trying to tear down Western civilization. And there are a lot of great quotes, and they explain it. It is rock-solid reasoning, and we beg of you, grab it at armstrongandgetty.com, because it's really important. And the reason I brought this up and plugging it so strenuously is what Bill Barr said. That's exactly what he was talking about, how a continuation of the Biden administration's national suicide, because we will continue to indulge the DEI, structural racism, critical race theory, whatever. It's all tearing down Western civilization. Don't believe it? Listen to the podcast.
So I'm eating at a restaurant the other day with Henry, and I'm usually pretty good at not hearing other people's conversations. They can go on around me and I just don't even notice them. And I know some people are built in such a way that if you can hear them, you can't not listen.
Correct. That's me. Yep.
That's you? Yeah, because I've known people like that. Like, I can't have a conversation with who I'm with because they can't stop listening to that booth over there. This is highly annoying for your dinner. We can't talk because you're stuck listening to them. I usually don't. I'm usually not like that. But the other day, this one, I think it's because I picked up on the topic matter. They were describing their gross dental work that they'd had in great detail. Like 5 feet away from me, really loud while we're trying to eat. It was so disgusting. Is that a moment where you... What do you do? Is there anything to do in that situation other than move? There wasn't really anybody place to move to.
Yeah, I don't know. That sort of situation makes me so uncomfortable. Like, I was at a concert the other night. It was a vocal group thing, like a choir. And there was
just mad about Sally, and Sally's mad. Joe goes to a lot of barbershop quartet stuff.
I kind of do, but anyway, but this was a more classical thing, but this gal behind me decides it's time for a snack, and she's doing what you loathe most, Jack, hard plastic wrapper. Every time she goes in for more snacks, crinkly, crinkly, yeah, crinkly, yeah, crinkly, yeah. And it went on for an absurd amount of time.
Right. I always want to reach over and I'm going to take the box out of the plastic. Now I'm going to hold on to the plastic. Now you enjoy your Mike and Ike's or whatever the hell it is. But no more plastic sound.
Jackass.
Or I'm going to murder someone.
So finally, after I put up with it, I mean, I went beyond rage to amusement, back to rage again. And I finally did something I almost never do because I don't like hostility. Everybody's there to enjoy a show. I don't want them behind me sitting angry at me because then I'll be conscious of that and all. But I finally turned around and gave her the look of death. And she wandered out, and actually a little bit later on, she started coughing uncontrollably and wandered out. So
because you had your arm around her neck so tight.
Probably. But barbaric. Seriously, crinkling plastic at a classical concert, thinking, it's not that loud. And people like two rows in front of me were turning around like, what the hell? How are you that unself-aware?
I don't know. I don't know.
I got to bring a squirt gun with me everywhere I go and just squirt people in the face because I'm not a violent man. But they need to be corrected. Like a cat on a countertop, there needs to be a sanction.
That reminds me, somebody at a local school, high school kid, had a squirt gun, opened the door to a classroom, stuck the squirt gun in there, squirt, 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 and then ran out. Well, it caused a lockdown the school, search the lockers, possible shooter on campus thingy to happen.
Oh, no.
And got all completely out of hand. Yeah.
Wasn't the squirt gun made out of, like, bright green plastic or something?
I have no idea.
One of your...
I have no idea. I have no idea.
That's not a good idea, son.
No, it was... Yeah. Read the room. which is the nation.
I'm all for a good prank, but
yeah, bad choice. There's another thing we got to get on before we get done today. I don't know. I've lost my WTL.
Your will to live?
Will to live. Will to live is ebbing. Maybe coffee.
Yeah, why don't we take a break? I've got something pretty interesting on China.
I don't know if
we want that.
I don't know if you've looked at used cars lately, where that was going. Remember how much used cars were worth during the pandemic and everything like that? Where are things now? Here's the latest, kind of interesting, among other things on the way. Stay here.
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know, I've been carrying this glove with me for years. Now's my time. I got one coming. Hole in the glove, man. What can I say? Beamed off my dome and got a nice little goose egg.
Does it hurt?
It don't feel good. It felt like every bit of a 109-mile-an-hour home run ball, yes.
Did we get the ball afterwards? Or?
No, it skipped over the fence, but Josh Pearson, man, he's such a great guy. He came to toss me their toss ball that they do in between innings. Probably Friday I'll go get Tommy White to sign it for me and maybe kiss my Bobo.
Sounds like a nice guy I would like to sit in the outfield with and have a beer and watch a baseball game. Big old boy brought his glove to the game. So, I mean, he's a guy expecting to hope to get the chance to catch a home run, but straight off his noggin. As he said, didn't feel good, I can tell you that. The video was pretty funny. He's sitting there and he's rubbing his head like it's a Three Stooges film. I mean, he's sitting down and rubbing his head because his head hurts.
And you mocked him. Now you're admitting he seems like a fine fellow. I tell you what, what baseball players do in Major League Baseball, people understand that they could never play football. And I think if you've ever sat like close to an NBA game, like down on the floor, you understand the speed with which it moves and you think, wow, I couldn't hang in there. People don't understand how good baseball players are. As I've heard read, the average, not terribly old guy playing for his softball team, whatever, could not play catch with a major league ball player. They throw it way too hard. And you think you could catch a towering fly ball? I'll give you 5 chances.
No, I don't think I could. This guy, yeah, so this guy
that,
went
that
to...
Oh boy, I'll bet he played some ball, you know, during his pre-300-pound days. I don't know.
he definitely did like I would do. He just kind of had right off his head. Then he rubbed it. Oh!
Wow.
Didn't feel good, I'll tell you that.
boy.
I was reading this stuff in the Wall Street Journal about people buying cars now. One thing that stuck out to me that I thought was kind of interesting is up until fairly recently, it still was the most common thing someone did if they're going to buy a car was an in-person visit at the car lot. Now, online has surpassed that. More people pick out their cars online, and quite a few people don't visit the lot until like the very end to pick up the car.
Interesting. I've bought and sold cars in that way. I think a total of 3 transactions. The online thing.
Yeah. Especially for new vehicles, it's unless you're wondering if I don't know what you're wondering, but.
Yeah, we helped. It was kind of a complex deal, but helped a couple of our kids buy vehicles, and we found them the right vehicle through one of those services delivered to their doors, more or less.
Yeah, that is certainly the future. And looking at the graph here, that is the direction it's going. Phone call still tends to be fairly popular for your first interaction. Man, I don't call anybody if I can avoid it, and not because I'm scared to talk about it. It's just because it's usually a waste of time.
I wouldn't even think of that. Excuse me, do you have any pickup trucks there?
Looking for a blue one.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Overnight, Ohio State University joined the growing list of colleges demonstrating against Israel's war in Gaza. Earlier Thursday, a similar scene at Emory University. Social media video showed officers tearing down tents and appearing to use a taser on someone pinned to the ground. It came a day after more than 50 people were arrested at the University of Texas at Austin.
Portraying it as a protest against Israel's war against Hamas is very charitable view of it, as opposed to their protesting in support of Hamas and the terrorists. So former Obama speechwriter tweeted out, "It's dangerous and unacceptable to call American protesters and college students terrorists or military proxies of Hezbollah." Well, have you seen the picture going around of a number of different campuses where they've got the Hezbollah flag? An organization that has been a declared terrorist organization by the United States and the rest of the world forever. They've got the Hezbollah flag. Here's somebody sitting around with his acoustic guitar singing with people with the Hezbollah flag in between them. And it's out of bounds to call them pro-Hezbollah?
Yeah, I know. It's idiotic. When actually, a lot of it is just, particularly the people organizing it, is just this overall, this is every issue at once. This is, it's all one thingism, which we were talking about before. It's about overthrowing Western civilization, which is why you can have such a bizarre and unthinkable notion as Queers for Palestine.
And if you're a college kid who isn't pro-Hamas or pro-Hezbollah, but the people with the flags are there, you gotta either, like, band together and boot them out or leave the protest.
Yeah.
I mean, we went to a lot of Tea Party rallies. And if there had been, if the dominant theme had actually been racism or something like that, I would have left. I wouldn't have just stayed there and continued to march and say, yeah, I don't believe what they believe, but I want to be part of the group or something.
Right. Well, I don't want to weaken the cause by leaving. Right. Like, I'm harshly anti-DEI programs. But if I find myself, you know, with like white supremacists or neo-Nazis or something like that, I'm out. I'm gone that minute.
Right. And then you got those girls we played at umpteen times yesterday with the one girl said, why are we here? I don't know. We should get more informed on that. I mean, that's hilarious.
I wish I was more educated.
Yeah.
Here's we're here to protest what NYU is doing. What are they doing again? About what? It was a comedy routine.
Here's a little more from the CBS report today.
Both police and protesters have at times crossed a line, says Greg Lukianoff, the president of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression.
You don't have a generalized First Amendment right to, you know, turn the public area of a campus into a camping ground. But definitely we've seen at places like Emory and places like UT Austin, police taking things much too far.
Most detained demonstrators have not been charged with violent offenses, but there have been several instances of threatening and abusive behavior.
I love Greg Lukianoff. He's one of my intellectual heroes. I think he's wrong on that. I did not see anything approaching brutality or above the necessary force to take back order.
USC has canceled their graduation ceremony, if you haven't heard. I think it's going to be the first of many colleges unless they all of a sudden get a backbone and decide to clamp down on this sort of stuff and say, hey, you disrupt the graduation, you're out of school. We're kicking you out of school.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they do something like that, they're going to have to cancel the graduations because it'll be a mess. It'll just be a mess.
Yeah, and the little activists and their overlords, their string pullers, know that if USC or any other university does what's necessary to take back control and restore order, that they'll be sued. Every right. single one of those little windbags is going to get lawyered up and sue them, and it'll be enormously expensive. It's a multi-front, fairly clever, and completely insidious war against Western civilization.
If you'd like to hear from one of the leaders of the Columbia protests, this guy might be the leader, according to some, and some videos showing him at the very beginning of this thing, but he's certainly one of the leaders, and he put this out himself. This isn't a hot mic caught behind scenes, you know, someone close to the source leaked it. He posted this yesterday. Listen to this.
And so be glad, be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists. I've never murdered anyone in my life, and I hope to keep it that way. I genuinely hope to keep it that way.
I haven't murdered any Jews yet. I hope to keep it that way. If that's not a threat, I don't know what is.
Sounds like a bit of a theater major, doesn't he? Anyway. Speaking of Columbia and what's being said there, play us 81, Michael.
We want all of it. We want all of it. Occupation is a crime.
So, occupation is a crime. They don't want a two-state solution. We want all of it.
The guy just said hasn't murdered any Jews yet, and he hopes he doesn't have to. As one of the
leaders, he used the cover term Zionists, so he doesn't mean Jews. Bullcrap.
I guess you're not supposed to do this. I keep hearing this from various quarters, the whole turning it around on the other side, but going back to
Why
the Tea
not?
Party. Going
Asking
back to the
for
Tea Party.
Consistency is not a sin.
Imagine one of the leaders of the Tea Party saying, I haven't murdered anybody yet. I hope I don't have to. And that would just get a pass? The president wouldn't have an Oval Office address about that?
Right. Right.
Some weird times, man. And again, I think, well, I've checked in every day with you. Do you think this is growing, staying the same, or receding at this point?
Yeah, I beg of you, go to armstrongandgetty.com, listen to the select cut about, it's labeled something about intersectionality, but you really need to understand it.
It's growing in number of campuses. They've clamped down on a few and arrested a bunch of people, like in Texas they did. And some. Oh, did you see that thing I tweeted out? The guy who said, is it up there in front of me? He said, I think I got it in my head. He said, I'm working on my new country song. Try your campus protest at a college in a red state.
Mm.
And in some of the red states, they have arrested people a lot faster.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely true. You know, I find this stuff so interesting, even as it's so troubling, being a student of radical movements through history, to see it unfolding in real time. The different layers of activists that range from hardcore ideologues who know precisely what they're doing to the kids who are, and young adults, many, many women for whatever reason, who think they're trying to protect the Palestinian people and they don't know what the ultimate aim is really of what they're doing. And then the just complete go along because it's fashionable idiots like those two young girls in our favorite clip. It's wild to see in real time, but that anger and potential for violence and energy, human energy, that can do real damage. And if somebody caves in your head who has just a tenth of an idea why they're doing it, your head remains caved in.
Absolutely. And the book I read
or
about
your government overthrown.
The book I read about the French Revolution, where the author made the point that you only really need like 15% of people to be interested in the revolution, because you get enough other tag-alongs that you can win the day. And we're seeing it now. I don't know what percentage of people are on board with this stuff, but there are a lot of tag-alongs for a variety of reasons, whether you're into trans rights or climate change, or you don't even know why you're there, but the cool people are doing it, so I'll show up. And yeah, it's quite amazing. And again,
yeah,
with
exactly.
The women, it didn't make an impression on me at time, but in the book A Tale of Two Cities by Dickens about the French Revolution, the main revolutionary character in that, Madame Lafarge, is her name, was a woman, her and her friends. They're willing to spill blood or have the men spill blood.
You know, for some reason, and maybe this will be a good note to end the segment on, I remember so distinctly, Gladys, my two big kids were probably 13 and 14 or something like that. And they adored their little sister. They had a nice relationship with her. But Delaney, as the youngest, was being a bit dictatorial in her demands. And my two big kids, having studied the French Revolution, started calling her Robespierre.
Wow.
And it was funny for a couple minutes, but they did it repeatedly till it made Delaney cry.
Oh.
And I said, all right, stop calling your sister one of the lead radicals of the French Revolution. All right? You've hurt her feelings now. And I was simultaneously very proud of my children and ashamed of them.
What a highly intellectual way to make your sister cry. Yep. We will finish strong next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I have only heard a description of the I've only heard a description of this clip from Michelangelo, and I'm reading the very brief written description here on our audio sheet. Utah couple accidentally sent their cat to California in an Amazon package. I say, having not heard it, effort to go viral. Phony.
Well, is the cat alive?
Yes, yes, cat's great.
Well, then it almost
Accidentally shipped a cat.
It almost has to be on purpose. There's no way you would accidentally have your cat in a box, even if it was like, even if it was overnight. I don't think it would live, would it? Or no, some of you would hear it meowing.
Well, let's find out together. Play it, Michael.
We got the most amazing, insane news in the entire world. I just couldn't even believe that she was in California. I thought it was a prank. Like, I still hard to wrap my brain around. She was trapped in an Amazon package.
And it was in this really big-sized Amazon package.
We had no idea. So Matt took the package to the drop-off without knowing that our dear cat was inside.
I don't know. They seem so innocent and goofy.
No. You didn't notice your cat was missing, or they don't say they were looking for their cat? Or how did the cat live? I don't understand that. How would it have enough air to not die?
This guy hated the cat and stuck it in the box and shipped it off on purpose and is like, damn it.
And it worked.
That's weird, honey. Yeah, I have no idea how that is. It's crazy.
Almost got away with it.
If it weren't for you meddling kids, we wouldn't have a cat now.
Yeah, all right. No, I don't want to answer that stupid phone. Well, here's spam. I need to check something.
Joe's always suspicious of this, and I think for good reason, that because a lot of the things that go viral were on purpose. If it's a hot chick, 100%, it was on purpose. If it's a hot chick dressed hot, and this just happened to me. No, okay, whatever. I know what you're up to, all right?
All right. I've done the journalism that needed to be done. Let's see. Cats love boxes. It appears this cat also fancies shoes.
I don't see how the cat lives.
7 days later. Wait
a minute. No. A cat was not in a box for 7 days. And either one, nobody noticed it wasn't meowing or something when it was running out of water, or
she had jumped/hidden in one of our Amazon return packages without us knowing.
No, she didn't. Not for 7 days.
Cats can theoretically live up to 2 weeks without food if they have access to water, but they can only survive up to 3 days without water.
Yeah, as all living beasts are.
Yeah.
Well, they got a call 7 days later from a vet who probably went through the whole chip thing. Well, that's an attractive feline anyway. The box was large and contained 5 pairs of work boots, according to Brandy, the woman in question.
The cat would get crushed or starve or die of thirst or not have enough air. I'm not buying this story at all. I'm angry about it.
Are you questioning the USA Today?
Am I questioning thing of videos going viral? Boy, is nothing sacred.
The vet reported that aside from dehydration and weight loss, the cat was in good shape. Said the cat, F you, no I'm not. I'm miserable. I was terrified. I'm starving. I had no water. I was sure I was going to die. My life flashed in front of me. This has been a nightmare.
Having worked at UPS and moved to a gazillion boxes in my life, I just can't imagine that not the cat not meowing, or you notice it shifting around, you lift the box or whatever. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh, come on. I'm looking at the box they're claiming this thing was in. No way.
Liars.
It had no room. I don't know. I don't believe this.
It seems to work for a lot of people. I got to come up with a dumb way to go viral today and then wear an Armstrong and Getty t-shirt when I get on the local news. Yeah, my kid fell down the well. He was down there for 3 months. I had no idea.
Exactly.
I'm wearing my Armstrong and Getty t-shirt.
How dare you turn my viral video world into a den of lies?
How much time we got, Michael?
About 40 seconds.
I'll slip this in. I was meaning to get to it earlier. This is from Axios, by the way. This is not like some just right-wing publication. The Biden team has changed the way Joe Biden walks across the lawn from the helicopter to the White House. They now surround him with people, so it's not as noticeable that he's shuffling along and his old man gait. That's according to Axios. Wow. And so the him walking alone through the grass and shuffling and then trying to run for one step, they're surrounding him with people now so that you don't get footage of him doing that.
Still going to be 6.5 months till the election.
Right. Yeah, good point. And they're already surrounding him with people so you can't see him walk.
He's old as the hills and senile and aging like a president still.
Jack and Joe continue to peddle their lies about the sanctity and integrity of the Daily News and their final thoughts on Armstrong and Getty. And they do this as paid contributors to our sacred airwaves.
That's pretty good.
That's what's her name from MSNBC. You made that hilarious comment about the sacred airwaves.
Yeah, Nicole Wallace.
Yeah, that sounded exactly like Nicole Wallace, no doubt.
Yeah, AI, baby.
Here's your host for final thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. How about we'll lead off with Michelangelo, our technical director. Michael?
Yeah, I was very flattered by the AI song about Michelangelo today, although I did feel a little embarrassed. I felt like when you're in a restaurant and suddenly the entire staff comes and sings happy birthday to you. I had that same feeling.
Aw.
Katie Green, our esteemed newswoman, has a final thought. Katie?
It's gotten to the point where when I see those videos of Biden do that little shuffle jog thing, right, I actually kind of get this nervous, like, oh, he's going to fall. He's going to eat it one day.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Oh, boy. Jack, final thought?
Oh, yeah, I accidentally mailed my infant to Paris. Put it in a FedEx box and sent it to Paris, and then here it is, and look at that. I'll be darned. What the
On
hell?
The other hand, the thing learned to speak French. Oui. Yeah, no kidding. My final thought is, Jack, you've been cancer-free for 10 years. So, Michael, I think it's time for when Jack says, how much time do I have? You go back to saying, not long. I don't like how you look.
Okay,
you
I'll
don't
do
look
that.
Good to me.
How much time have I got left? About 6 months.
Humans joke about what we fear.
Always was a funny joke. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
I beg you. I beg you. We beg you. We all beg you. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Listen to the select cut about intersectionality. It explains everything. Got some hot links there for you. You can pick up some A&G swag. We've got some great t-shirts. The sports bra endorsed by my beloved daughter. And if you see something over the weekend we ought to be talking about, send it along. Mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com.
Come Monday when we do this again, will the protests at the colleges be bigger or smaller than they are now? What's your guess?
Bigger, more widespread, and lots of arrests.
Really? Okay. Okay. I was hoping maybe they were going to recede. We'll see you then. God bless America.
Armstrong and Getty.
I told you to get the f*** out. Now get the f*** out.
So I haven't said a word, so stop yelling at me.
You fool!
Okay, sorry.
This is a beautiful moment.
I mean, this is the sort of original sin.
This is horrible.
There is no point.
This is the main goal with tonight's protest.
It's cold.
I think that you may be over-egging the pudding a bit.
Four more years. Pause.
He said, wow.
Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
The Armstrong and Getty.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.